lithium batteries sound great on paper. Lighter, more power, longer lasting, but they are generally more expensive. So the question is, are they really worth it? So when Advan Black asked me if I'd like to review their PowerBox lithium battery for the Harley-Davidson Softail, I thought this would be a great opportunity to do that and explore the whole cost-benefit aspect of lithium batteries. Now we're going to go ahead and do the install, talk about some of the features, and when I'm done, we'll talk about the cost versus benefits. This is going to go in my wife's 2019 Sport Glide. We're pretty positive it has the factory battery still in it. We bought it 3.5 years ago. So in 2021, I can't imagine anybody changed the battery in the first 2 years, but we'll find out when we pull it out. Now, if you're not familiar with lithium ion batteries, there's some advantages to them. One is the weight. This thing is 8 pounds, the battery is. We'll get it out and take a look at it. A typical lead acid battery, this size is 18 to 22 pounds. Now, this is $350 on Advan Black's website, but there is some stuff that's a little special about this battery. For one, 580 cold cranking amps. I think the lead acid battery that comes with it is, or in the bike factories, around 315. They also provide an automatic charger and battery tender plug-in for this. If you're not familiar with lithium ion batteries, you may not know, but you're not supposed to use your regular charger for your lead acid batteries or AGM batteries. You're supposed to use a special charger. So Advan Black provides one. All the other lithium batteries I've gotten in the past, I had to go out and buy my own charger, which I do have one because I'm running the lithium in the Sportster. I put one in the Dyna in the past. I'm pretty comfortable after almost 2 years of running them in motorcycles that I'm not worried about having any problems. Also, you don't run them completely dead. That will ruin them. So a lot of them have smart circuitry in them for auto shutoffs if the voltage gets too low, that kind of stuff. We're going to go ahead and get this thing put in her bike and charge it up. You're supposed to charge it all the way up before you use it to get maximum life out of the battery. So we're going to get that stuff done. Her battery was dragging a little bit this year at times. So we had to make sure we kept it on the tender if we weren't riding it all the time. And so I think it's due for a battery. So this is great timing for us. One of the things I do before I put a new battery in is I just put a little tape over the positive terminal so I don't risk bumping into a frame rail or some piece of metal and getting an arc. And then I can reach down and just pull this tape right off once I have the battery in place. So little tip, you have to be real careful. Use insulated screwdrivers or extensions when you're working down through the frame on batteries and things. I've seen them get arced before on these Softails. If you're not familiar, this battery sits right down underneath the seat in the middle. So when you're doing service and you're checking it, you're going down between the frame rails to get to the battery to disconnect the cables and things like that. Battery is behind the right side cover on this model. Side cover has two screws back here and then a rubber grommet in the front. So you just pull, it comes right off. That's that rubber grommet I'm talking about right there. It just fits over a plug up here. Once you have the side cover off, if you're going to remove the battery, you're going to need to detach these wires from these looms here. There's one right here on this side of the battery box, and then one down here. I'm actually going to move them in front of the preload adjuster to get them out of the way. You have a clip down here to release this part of the battery box. Now, for removing the battery negative cable, you're going to come in from the top here. I like to have the side cover off so I can see everything, so I've taken all that off already. But I have an extension that is wrapped in electrical tape because you are going down through here. And although I don't think there's anything metal right here, I wouldn't want to short against something. 10 millimeter, that's pretty standard size for these battery bolts. Get that loose. Then I'm going to be able to reach in from this side and pull that out and make sure I get the cable off, and I'll put something in there just to make sure it doesn't make connection accidentally while I'm working on the bike. When you're replacing the battery, go ahead and there's a little tab back here. You pry in there so that it releases, and then you can pull this top part of the caddy off. Take something like, again, an insulated screwdriver. This one's wrapped in electrical tape. Go down in here next to the shock. Get between the system and pry it out. And work it out. We're hitting dipstick tube here. So I'm going to unscrew that for a second. Gotta watch all these wires. This one here is my battery tender.
Now your caddy is off, so you can get your battery out. You'll need to disconnect the positive wires before you pull the batteries. Carefully put your 10mm with your extension down here, on top of the positive post, get that loose. Again, you've got a cross member here, suspension here, all these things that are metal. So why it's important to use an insulated screwdriver or extension. This big red fused lead here goes to our audio, and that was on top. So I used that to pull the bolt out so I didn't lose it down in there.
All right, guys, I did get the battery out. It will fit through here. On this bike, you do have to remove the dipstick. It's in the way. So I pulled the dipstick out of the tube to get the battery out. One of the things I commonly do is, like I said, put tape over the terminals. So I put tape on this one before I pulled it out just to help protect it. This is the factory battery from Harley-Davidson. So it's been in there since roughly 2019. So we're looking at 6 years now. So we're due for a new battery. I'm not unhappy that we got 6 years out of it, though. We do keep it on the tender, especially if we're not riding every week. So, man, big difference in weight. A lot of effort. No effort. I would say it's a lot more than 10 pounds difference, but I don't think I have a scale that'll measure a 20-pound battery. Let's get it in. All right, we're back, and it has been a couple months since I finished the install. We wanted to get some time on it before I kind of talked about how it was doing. I hate for reviews to be like, oh, I just put it on the bike. Yep, it's great. So we've actually put a couple thousand miles on it. It's been a couple months. Bike is starting great. Everything is great with the lithium battery. No problems whatsoever there. All right, now we're getting into the winter months here. So I do have a tip for you if you're not familiar with lithium batteries and cold weather. The tip that I've been told and what I've been practicing is turn the bike on, wait 5 seconds, let the light draw some juice from the battery. The battery actually warms up from that, and then it starts and performs better being warm. So don't just jump on it and turn it on and hit the starter right away in cold weather with a lithium battery. Give it 5 seconds to actually heat that battery up, and then the battery actually cranks better, stronger, and will last longer. We're going to talk about the whole cold weather thing here in a second too. Now let's talk about if it is worth it from a cost perspective. The total cost of what I got from Advan Black was about $350. Now that did come with a charger, and you should not use a standard trickle charger for your AGM or lead acid batteries with a lithium battery. You should really buy one that is designed to work with lithium. They run anywhere from $30 to $60. I'm sure there's some that are more expensive and some that are less. That's a pretty average price. So I'm gonna say the charger is worth about $45. So the battery cost was really about $305 from my perspective when you take those things out. And we're doing that so we can compare apples to apples when we look at other batteries. Now the OEM battery I took out of here is 315 cold cranking amps, and it's about $165 from the dealership. Now you could definitely get batteries cheaper than that online. $100 to $130 is pretty typical for an AGM battery of decent brand, comparable quality, things like that. Even with the same cold cranking amps, the higher cold cranking amps, like 500 plus. Now, my research indicates that a lithium is going to last 3 to 5 times longer, meaning, you know, 5 to 15 years instead of 2 years to 5 years. They have 8 to 10 times the cycle life. Cycle life has to do with how many times it can be discharged completely and recharged. So a lot more cycle time. That's different than lifetime, being years, ones being usage. They also weigh a lot less. This battery definitely has almost twice the cold cranking amps of the AGM one, and you can tell. Now, if you were to factor that in, you could say, well, I could buy three AGM batteries for $300, and this is $305. So, you know, what's the difference? Well, what you also have to take into account is the three AGM batteries is over a lifespan, and that means more install times. Whether you're doing that yourself and your own cost of doing it, or if you're paying a shop to do it, there is some cost to that. And there is some risk to running a weak battery if you're not changing it proactively, getting stranded, having to get a jump, get a tow, something like that. Having someone bring you a battery on the side of the road. So from my perspective, I think if you're going to keep the bike longer than 3 years, you're better off getting a lithium battery. Now, this battery is also got a 4-year warranty. And the first year, it's just a flat out replacement. And after the first year, it's prorated like most batteries typically are. I know some of you are going to say, well, I can get a lithium battery cheaper than that online. I'm sure you can. I also couldn't find where most of those lithium batteries listed any kind of warranty at all. So that's something else to take into consideration with your money. You could buy a $150 lithium battery and then find out 6 months later it's no good and you can't get a return and Amazon won't give you your money back and the battery vendor won't answer your emails or your phone calls. And I'm not saying that's all companies, but I think I am more comfortable going to Advan Black for support on a warranty than I am just some generic name that I've never heard on Amazon. Now, before we go, there is one downside to these lithium batteries that you need to be aware of. It is detrimental for them to be charging below freezing. So that means if you're riding this thing where the system is charging it and the temperatures are below freezing, you have to watch that. If you are plugging it into a battery tender that keeps it charged in an unheated space where maybe your temperatures drop below zero, I was texting with a friend today. It's negative 10 where he's at. Now, if you got a heated garage and it never gets below freezing, you're probably fine. That's what I have here. I have heat in this garage. I don't anticipate to get below freezing. Last winter, I was able to keep it above freezing in here all winter. So I'm not worried about having lithium batteries in my bike stored and on battery tenders in this shop. Now, there's been times in my life where I had an unheated shop and I did have to be concerned with that. And I had to put propane heaters in there and things like that. You could always take the battery out, bring it in the house, something like that. If that's you live somewhere where it's really cold and you can't keep it warm. I'm not saying that you shouldn't get lithium, but if you're going to ride in cold conditions where the battery's going to end up getting charged in cold conditions, you probably want to go with an AGM battery. All right, guys, I'm going to leave a link in the description down below in case anybody is interested in this exact battery from Advan Black. It's not an affiliate link. I don't make any money off of it. I'm happy to do this review with them. I think Advan has made some great products. We've been doing some other stuff with them. And so I was happy to review this battery and we'll see how it does long-term. If you guys would like to see a long-term review on this battery, maybe after all of next summer, what my wife thinks of it, if we've had any problems or something, let me know. If you think it should be 3 years, not 1 year, let me know that too. And maybe you don't care at all. But I'm going to run the battery in this bike. It's going to be here for a while. And if there is a problem with it, we'll come back and we'll let you know. All right, guys, if you like this video, give it a big thumbs up. I'd really appreciate that. If you're new here, one of the new subscribers, thank you guys so much for joining us. We've had over 1,000 subscribers in the last 60 days. Appreciate you joining us on this journey here on the channel. And as always, y'all stay safe and keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.